Unit 14. Freedom Fighters. Listening. 1. Listen to the tape and answer the following questions.
When Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous speech, it was 100 years after President Lincoln signed the paper that gave hope to millions of Negro slaves in 1863. But 100 years later, as Dr. King said, we still had to face the fact that the Negro was not free. He said, 100 years later, the Negro still lives on a lonely island of the poor in the middle of a vast ocean of the rich. There will be neither rest nor peace in America until the Negro is given his civil rights, he said. He promised that the hurricanes of revolution would continue to shake the foundations of the nation until the bright day of justice would come. Then he spoke his famous words. I say to you today, my friends, that I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood. I have a dream that my 4 children will one day live in a country where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He also said that he hoped that one day the leader of the state, whose lips were dripping with promises, would make it possible for little black boys and black girls to join hands with little white boys and white girls and walk together as sisters and brothers. And if America is to be a great nation, he said, that had to become true. He ended his speech saying, let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from every hill, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. When we let freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every town, from every state and every city, we will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro song, free at last, free at last. Thank God we are free at last.
3. A good speech has some characteristics of poetry. Listen to the tape again and complete the following sentences. Workbook, Unit 14, Listening. 2. Listen to the tape and answer the following questions.
What about the living conditions of your family in Birmingham, Mrs. Baker? What were the houses like?
The houses we lived in were made of wood, and mostly in very bad condition. We only had 2 small rooms, and no electricity, of course. What I hated most about not having electricity was that we couldn't use a radio. It wasn't until the 1940s that we got a radio.
Did you feel that as a black person you were treated in a different way from white people when you were a child?
No, not really. I didn't know many white people anyway, and I didn't consider it strange that I grew up among black people. All my friends were black, and we seldom left our neighborhood. Only as I grew up and started going to school did I become aware that there were certain parks we couldn't go to, and certain places where we couldn't swim.
Did you experience any discrimination as you grew up? Was it easy for black people to find jobs?
Women worked as nurses or teachers, but only for black people. Some women worked as cooks in people's homes or in restaurants, but there were no black waitresses or salesgirls. Black men worked in factories or operated elevators, but they couldn't become firemen, policemen, or shop assistants. They could become doctors, teachers, or even headmasters, but only in the black community.
Was it possible for black students to enter universities?
There were cases of black people trying to go to state universities in Birmingham, but nobody thought they had much of a chance. Every possible excuse was brought up to stop black students from entering university. We never knew of any black students going to university in the South.
Were there any other legal obstacles that African Americans faced?
Well, of course. We couldn't vote. Even though I was a teacher for more than 25 years, I couldn't vote until the late 60s.
What about the Montgomery bus boycott?
We were always treated the same as Rosa Parks on buses anywhere in the South. Most of us had to ride the buses. We bought our tickets at the front of the bus, and then went around to the back door to get in. A sign marked where the white section ended and the black section began. Even worse was when some of the whites would get off. Some drivers would refuse to move the sign back up so that we could have more room and a few more of us could sit down.
3. Listen to the tape again and answer the following questions.